Hi, and thanks for joining us for today's reading from the Our Daily Bread devotional. Our encouragement was written by Jennifer Benson Schultz, and it's titled Inside the Fire. A wildfire in Andea, Spain, scorched nearly 50,000 acres of woodland. However, in the middle of the devastation, a group of nearly 1,000 bright green cypress trees remained standing. The trees' ability to retain water had allowed them to safely endure the fire. During King Nebuchadnezzar's reign in Babylon, a small cluster of friends survived the flames of the king's wrath. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to worship a statue Nebuchadnezzar had created, and they told him in Daniel 3, "If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it." Infuriated, the monarch cranked up the heat 7 times hotter than normal. The soldiers who carried out the king's orders and tossed the friends into the blaze were burned up. Yet onlookers watched Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego walk around inside the flames. Verse 25 says someone else was in that furnace as well, a fourth man who looked like a son of the gods. Many scholars believe this was a pre-incarnate appearance of Jesus. Jesus is with us when we face intimidation and trials. In the moments when we're urged to give in to the pressure, we don't have to be afraid. We may not always know how or when God will help us, but we know He's with us. He'll give us the strength to stay faithful to Him through every fire we endure. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Daniel chapter 3, verses 12 through 18. "But there are some Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who pay no attention to you, your majesty. They neither serve your gods nor worship the image of gold you have set up." Furious with rage, Nebuchadnezzar summoned Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So these men were brought before the king, and Nebuchadnezzar said to them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the image of gold I have set up? Now, when you hear the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipe, and all kinds of music, if you are ready to fall down and worship the image I made, very good. But if you do not worship it, you will be thrown immediately into a blazing furnace. Then, what God will be able to rescue you from my hand?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to him, "King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and He will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But if He does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray for those who are enduring trials and difficulty today and ask that you would give them peace and strength. Use this time to refine them and deepen their faith in you. Thank you for the hope we can have in you as we see your hand at work in times of struggle and for the comfort you give us as we lean on you. Please help us to persevere under the heat that we may come out unscorched, but proclaiming how great you are. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.